We're making Isi Zulu easy Zulu with Melusi's Everyday Zulu on East Coast Breakfast. With that, we say, Sawubona Melusi.
Sanibonani.
Hey, Showcase.
Mkhamba kanjani lapha.
Uyinjam.
Yamba mfethu, kuyaham.
Nazonga, thank you.
Hello. Nazonga. Good right.
Oh.
Good right.
That was from yesterday, remember?
Cool grand.
Yes, good right.
So Melusi, what is our word today?
Ngege.
Ngege.
I've heard this in a song, I'm sure.
Ngeke balunge.
Exactly. No, but ngeke, never.
Never, yeah. Basically.
Like, Darren, do you want to marry me?
Ngeke.
There it is. It's got it right.
Okay, ngeke.
Exactly, ngeke. So I found this word very useful, you know, in a world where too many people say yes to things they shouldn't say yes to.
Mm.
You know, it's important to just keep a ngeke.
Yes, in your lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sky, would you like another drink before you go home?
Ngeke, 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 ngeke,
ngeke,
ngeke, ngeke.
And then here in Joburg, we say angeke.
Yeah, that's the Gauteng Joburg people.
Oh, Sky, when I was emceeing the Sharks Ladies Breakfast,
yeah,
a guy came up to say thank yous, and he said thank you to everyone who came to the conference. And I was like, no, that's too far.
That wouldn't make sense.
They're not Zulu.
He was a Zulu.
Conference.
For coming to the conference.
Angeke.
Angeke. Angeke. Angeke.
Angeke. Angeke. Angeke. He's not Zulu.
All right, Sky, do us a favor of using ngege in a sentence, using English words.
Well, ask me a question.
Okay, so will the Springboks ever beat the All Blacks?
Ngege, ungibone lokho, ngege, 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 ngege.
Okay.
Carmilla, do you think it's possible for you to go 3 months without drinking wine?
Okay, ngege.
Nah. Sky, be more realistic. Carmilla, do you think you could go 3 days without drinking wine?
Ngege.
Darren Moore, with the way the seasons have gone recently Crystal Palace every year on the verge of being relegated, would you ever stop supporting the Eagles from Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace?
Ngege. Even if they're relegated, even if they're playing, what's below league?
Championship.
Even what's below championship? Club?
Football League One.
Yeah.
Man, we'll say just quickly, the way Darren says ngege, and I think it's something we should address. As soon as there's an N and anything afterwards, people, the whites, abelungu abangeni bethu, they go from, it's meant to be ngege, but Darren is saying ngege because of the N.
Yes.
I overpronounced it.
How can you help
Mlungu
to know wuthi it's like
ngege.
You don't say K-knowledge.
Yeah.
You say knowledge. You don't say K-knowledge.
You don't say bomb.
Yeah, you don't say bomb.
Okay.
You don't say damn.
Yeah. So how do you do it, Melusi? How do you do
it? What's your tip?
How do you learn people?
Hey, angazi. I don't like angazi la, because it's... I honestly think, though, it comes from really caring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if the individual saying the word really, really cares, they'll notice how the people around them say it, and they'll learn from that. I mean, it's the same thing where people drop vowels at the end of our names, you know.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm Melus. It's like, no, I'm not. That makes no sense. What is a Melus?
Yeah. You know? And just the other day, I even threw in a different vowel. I called you Molus.
Exactly. You know, we're like, huh? And because our names have meanings, the moment you change one vowel, I have no idea who you're talking to.
Exactly.
Because it makes no sense.
Yeah. All right. I'm feeling a lot more enlightened. Did you learn anything today, Sky?
Oh, no, that's terrible. You didn't learn anything.
We did.
No.
Thank you, Melusi. I look forward to our next episode of Everyday Zulu with Melusi on East Coast Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers, my brother.